Good afternoon. This is Susan Heaton-Wright from Executive Voice. Happy New Year to everybody. And I do apologise for not having been doing some podcasts for a little while. We've moved and we've had a number of things going on, but I'm back online and I hope that you're continuing to enjoy what I talk about. Today, I really must talk about The Iron Lady, the film. I think it was a superb film and Meryl Streep is unbelievable. There was one scene in there, and I know you will know which scene I want to talk about, and that is when she transformed her voice from being a very high, shrill voice to a lower, quite without it being an aggressive voice. It became very much more with more gravitas and authority. And what Erin Eve said to her was, "It's not what you say, but how you say it." And it's so true. Having spoken to Betty Boothroyd a few years ago about being the Speaker of the House, she very much said that she made a point of using the lower part of her voice when she was speaking in the Commons so that her voice didn't become shrill. And particularly for women, when we raise our voices, there can be a tendency for the voice to become very shrill and unpleasant to listen to. So this is what Erin Eve was talking about when she was projecting her voice, and that she needed to have some training so that her voice would be clear and easier to listen to. Today I listened to a podcast of a woman that was interviewed on the Vanessa show. She had a very high-pitched voice and a very childlike voice. Now, I have actually heard this person not only on the podcast but actually face to face, and it's such a shame. She's the most wonderful person, but the voice does put people off, and quite often people will say, "Oh, this person's voice," before they talk about what she does. And I just want to share that with you, not because I'm being horrid about anybody else, but unfortunately, a voice can put people off. And if you want to be taken seriously, you've got to make it as easy as possible for them. So if, for example, your voice is very high and shrill and it's difficult for people to hear you or to just take in what you're saying, you have to be aware of that and to modify it if possible. The same with accents. If you've got a very, very strong accent, or even if you speak very, very fast or very quietly, it's going to make it difficult for you to be understood by somebody else. So my message to you today is, why not reflect? Why not at the beginning of the year really think about how you portray yourself on the telephone, in podcasts, in presentations, in videos? And if you feel that you're not putting yourself across in a positive way, then do something about it. So this is Susan from Executive Voice. Bye-bye.